I want to read something, and I want Matt to sing just by himself over here. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said unto the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen." Amen. As he said, "Come and see the place where the Lord lay." In the seventh verse, in the 28th chapter of the book of St. Matthew reads, "And go quickly." That seventh verse reads, "And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word today. God, open our minds, open our hearts. Let us receive individually that you have for just inspire us today, because we're here to celebrate your resurrection. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said amen.
Death had lost and life had won, for morning had come. Then came the morning, night turned into day. The stone was rolled away. Hope rose with the dawn. Then came the morning. Shadows vanished before the sun. Death had lost and life had won. For morning had come, then came the morning.
Bob, you've been teaching him well. We had some different things planned today. I apologize once again about my voice not feeling all that well the last few days. On Wednesday, when I came to church, Brother Matt had been kind enough to go out and work on the sign. We planned on doing some trio work, Terry, myself, Matt. Well, we were planning, oh, we were good. Oh, it was good. It's good. It tries to sound good to us because we were the only three listening to it. But as I left that evening and I looked back to the sign, the phrase that just God opened my heart and led me to hear over and over again was, "Go quickly and tell." Each one of you know the story of the resurrection. Each one of you know the story of how that week that began on Palm Sunday, coming in with such a great excitement. Probably the only time when Jesus was on this earth that he was actually treated in the way he should have been was on Palm Sunday. How that week would turn with a farce of a trial with So many turning their backs on the Lord. With a crucifixion, Jesus allowing himself to be crucified because he knew that it was far greater importance for him to give his life for us so we would have the opportunity to return to fullness to God the Father. And then on that Sunday morning, I had an instructor at Luther Rice College, Dr. Stanton. And in every class that I ever went into, he'd always repeat one phrase. He would say, "Oh, but when the dewdrop nestled in the rosebud, and the morning sun chased away the dark clouds of the night, they ran to the tomb, and the tomb was empty." And I can hear him today saying that. That is what we believe in. That is what we stand on. Some years ago, it is said on the day that World War II ended, there was a very famous radio newsman. His name was Gabriel Heater. And he spoke these words that would go down in American folklore. He said, "There is good news tonight." And I am here to tell you today that there is good news. There is good news. And we have a challenge to go quickly and tell. We have a challenge to go quickly and tell a spouse who may need forgiveness. We need to go quickly and tell a child that simply needs a big load of encouragement. We need to go quickly and tell a parent who maybe simply needs a little loving compassion in your time. We need to go quickly and tell a friend or a coworker who may need your counsel, your advice, may even need some of your money. May need something you to do to help them out. I think we are challenged to go quickly and tell the good news of what we believe. He is risen. He is risen indeed. I was talking to someone this week and they made the statement and said, "You're in the ministry." They looked rather surprised. And I thought about it and I made an answer. I said, "No, to be honest about it, the ministry is in me." And I said, "I'm not being egotistical. I simply have been challenged to share what God has done for me. I don't believe that you're in this religion called Christianity. I believe the love of God through His Holy Spirit lives within you. And it is simply because of that Holy Spirit that lives within us, that leads us, that guides us, directs us. We have the power. We have the authority through Him." Heavenly Father, bless those on the way to the emergency answer. I believe that we are challenged by what is within us. Christ, Christ. People say, you know, I don't feel it sometimes, Charlie. Well, you're not going to always feel it. You're not always going to be at your best. I'm not sounding my best, but I am so glad that we have the fellas this morning. So glad we have Brother Matt over there. I'm so glad that we have people that will take a group out from the church and go into the cemetery and will simply share from their heart the gift that God has placed therein. I'm glad that we can all work together doing our part for what He has called us to do. And a friend, if there is ever time, if there has ever been a time where we need to hear the good news, it is today. Amen. We need to go quickly and tell those who have suffered losses that God still loves them. We need to go and tell our leaders who are in authority over us about how we still live in a country who is founded upon the principle, in God we trust. We need to go quickly and tell co-workers who've gotten a bad health report that God is still upon the throne and He is still healing. We need to go quickly and tell so that everyone will hear the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I've been sick the last few days. And I don't know about you, but when I get sick, I do two things. I pout and I fret. And I am very good at it. It's almost a gift, you would say. And I was on the couch on Friday. You know, I've got too much to do. I have so much responsibility. And all I could hear myself saying, I. And as I sat grumbling on that couch, I watched a movie. And the title of that movie is Men of Honor. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's a story about divers, Navy divers, back in the 40s. It's a marvelous, marvelous, inspiring story. And I like those stories that are real life. And they encourage about obstacles that people have overcome. And I thought to myself, we need men and women of honor and faith and courage and conviction to go quickly and tell a world that is in need. There's nothing I'm going to say to you on Easter morning that's going to make a difference or change in your heart unless you open up and listen. Unless you say, God, you need to start this work in me. He'll do that. It'll come out of nowhere. You will have times in your life, you will have challenges that you don't have an answer for, and God will bring that answer out of nowhere. I heard about a senior citizen over at Walmart. And he walked up to this beautiful, beautiful young lady. And he says, "Excuse me, ma'am, can I talk to you for a few minutes? I seem to have lost my wife." The young lady was kind, but she was very puzzled. He said, "Because whenever I speak to a young lady that is so beautiful, my wife tends to show up from nowhere." You know what I'm talking about. Friends, God is going to show up out of nowhere. Kevin sings a song, "Through the Fire." When you're standing in the valley of indecision, when you're standing in the valley of indecision, and you're being challenged, hold on. Our Lord will show up, and He will see you through the fire again. Oscar Wilde, some years ago, said that we live in this modern time where everybody knows the price of everything, but they know the value of hardly anything. I'm telling you things of value. I'm telling you things that matter to the heart. I am challenging you on this Easter morning. In just a moment, we're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper. We're going to take a small wafer as it is broken. It represents the body that hung upon that cross. We're going to take a small cup of juice. It represents the blood that was shed. Through the shedding of the blood, through our belief in the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we have that glorious opportunity to live together with Him. This is what Christianity is all about. It is Christ living within you. It is a dedication that you've made within your heart to begin to live and work for Him. I know you've probably got dinners to go to and reservations and all kind of wonderful things today, and the families are together and they're looking fabulous. But it is so nice to have you to come into God's house. Come into a small church here on the corner. The little white church on the side of the road. And share with us the celebration of a resurrected Christ. In just a moment, we're going to serve everyone. We simply ask that you wait to the time when I read about the body being broken, we'll all break and eat together. It's a time for us to look within our hearts and to thank God for what He did for us. And I encourage you, friend, if you have any questions, if you have any concerns, if you have any doubts, there are people here that are not going to judge you, because trust me, not a one of us here has anything to be proud of on our own. It is simply what God has allowed us to do for Him. And we will pray with you, and we will share your burdens, and we will do our best to share with you the ministry that God has placed within each and every one of us. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house. We've sung songs about the Master.